Hey, we're live. What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV. It's late on a Friday. I'm in a foul mood. I've had a bad day, ending a long week, and I can't get the Twitter interaction to work. So who knows who's going to show up here? Put it on Facebook, so maybe we'll get one or two people to jump on, or maybe we'll get nobody. Maybe just nobody will show up, and I'll just talk to myself for 5 minutes and get the hell out of here. Obviously, not a whole lot of Packers news going on. Podcast 1919, what's up? Aaron, I'm here, bro. That's what I'm talking about. Packers very quiet at the moment. Obviously, that's to be expected. A week after the Super Bowl, not a whole lot. Decisions don't have to be made for a while yet. But I talk to you fine folks. This is what I do. Hey, dude, what's up, Dan? Dan Leischer's here. How you doing, Dan? Miss you, buddy. People are sleeping on Sternberger. Well, I'm not. I've been pretty vocal about the fact that I think he's going to ball out next year, but I do think they need to look at tight end in general. If you guys missed it earlier, I put up top three team needs heading into the offseason. It's here on the channel. Make sure you check that out and on the website. Rice, what's up? How you doing? Nags, what's good? Sam, I'll tell you what's good. It's almost time to go. It's almost time to go pick my girls up and go have a weekend, which I'm very much looking forward to. Aaron, thanks for everything. Thank you, Rick. Thanks for chilling out here with Cheesehead TV. Plans for the weekend, Steven? My big plans are consist of hanging out with my girls at pizza night tonight. We always go to the same brick oven place in Astoria. And then tomorrow I'm taking my youngest to a sleepover with one of her friends. It's getting crazy at the Nagler house this weekend, I tell you. Will Vitaly be used more next season? Jack, I certainly hope so. I thought he was underutilized in 2019. I don't think there's any question about that. Enjoy your weekend, Nagler. David, I'll try, man. You think Martinez is gone? Tim, absolutely. I think he's going to get paid big money on the open market. And I think if you read between the lines a bit on Gutekunst's final press conference, he pretty much laid that out, talking about how they were really trying to, they really wanted to get their guys back, wanted to bring back Brian Bulaga, wanted to bring back all these guys. But then when he got to Blake, it was all about, trying to improve at inside linebacker and wish him well. He can't keep everybody. So I think the writing is definitely on the wall there. Bryce Wolf, thank you for the super chat. Hey, speaking of tight ends, Moss from LSU. Maybe. I tend to think he'll probably go maybe a little earlier than the Packers would be willing to invest, having just spent a third round pick on a tight end last year, but you never know. What do you think of the XFL rules? Which one do you like the best? Oh, Ricky, you know what's funny is I bookmarked their they tweeted out, are you not familiar with the XFL rules? Take a look. And I bookmarked it this morning. I favorited the tweet. Still haven't read it, but I will definitely dive in before kickoff tomorrow. Why do you always say Martinez will get paid big money and also are not his biggest fan? Because that's just the market. His agent will do a good job of pointing out all the tackles he makes and the production he had, and there will be a team out there, probably more than one, that will pay up. It just won't be the Packers. And like I always say, he vastly outplayed his draft position, and he served the Packers well, and I wish him well, whatever his next stop is. But I will be absolutely shocked if the Packers sign him back. I will not be shocked if and when he gets paid, though. Do you think they fix inside linebacker is another? Do you think the fix for inside linebacker is another big body up front? Well, Thomas certainly couldn't hurt. I don't think that's the fix, though. I do think hopefully development from Kingsley Keke goes part way to doing what you're talking about as far as keeping the interior off of the inside linebackers. I mean, it certainly couldn't hurt, but I think more than anything, they got to find, even if not a stud, just an athlete at inside backer. I think that's the first order of business. At this time next year, will Josh Jackson be getting ready for the XFL? Whoo, Patrick, cold, buddy. No, I think he'll find work in the NFL. Hey, who knows? Maybe the Packers end up trading him. I thought Matt Schneidman's 20 predictions thing that he put up for The Athletic, where he had the Packers trading him to the Texans. Maybe it's not the Texans, but I wouldn't be surprised if they dangled him, especially after maybe the draft, if they end up drafting somebody. But Chandon Sullivan's entrenched ahead of him, clearly. I think they really like Kadar Holman. He showed a lot of promise as a man corner. And I know Josh Jackson did a lot down the stretch on special teams, and that's what Gutekunst pointed to, along with Oren Burks. But, man, that 2018 draft is looking rough, no doubt about it. Corey Littleton is a great fit. I very much agree. I tend to think he's going to get paid way more money than the Packers are going to be able to offer, though. And that's one of the reasons why I think inside backer at 30 makes a lot of sense if there's someone there value-wise that makes sense. But, I mean, yes, 1,000,000%. I would love to see him in green and gold. But I very much think he's going to get paid in the first 48 hours during the legal tampering period, and I'll be absolutely shocked if it's by Green Bay. Can Bakhtiari get to the Joe Thomas level? Well, Travis, he was a three-time All-Pro, so I would argue that he was already at the Joe Thomas level. Joe was one of the best to ever do it. So to say I doubt it is not to, you know, put any kind of shade on Bakhtiari. But, David certainly had a step back at the beginning of the season. I think he would be the first to admit that his play was not up to his what he had set as a pretty damn high standard. I think the first kind of month and a half of the season, he was playing a bit below it. As the season wore on, I think he rounded into shape, back into that All-Pro shape. But Joe Thomas, I don't see that. Do you think they'll go after speed in every pick? I think it'll definitely be a watchword for the offseason in general, whether it's in the draft or in free agency. I think their lack of speed was on display in front of the entire country when they played the 49ers in the NFC Championship game. I mean, you just looked at those two offenses in particular, and boy howdy, did it jump off the screen. The fact that, you know, here come the Niners going on end-arounds with their wide receivers, busting off huge gains. The Packers, you know, their wide receivers catch the ball and either fall down or get tackled right away and can't get any yak. Just the lack of speed was very apparent on both sides of the ball, really. I mean, when you've got Mostert going around end again and again and again, and Martinez just can't get there to make the play, unblocked, but just can't get to the edge. I mean, it tells you they got to upgrade there. Does Kenny Clark's extension really hamper this year's cap if he's already counting $8 million and he gets 14 on the year? That's just another $6 million this year. Well, I mean, a lot will depend on how it's structured and where they put the bonuses and how they structure the bonuses. And, you know, those are the things that take time. And I do think there's a way that they could structure it where his cap number might even go down. That's a long shot, probably. They do like to pay as they go, traditionally. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has always been like the one outlier, his new contract anyway, as far as how they structure bonus things, roster bonuses, etc. I highly doubt if and when he signs an extension, and I do think it happens this summer, I don't think it'll be incredibly prohibitive on their 2020 cap. It will certainly be interesting to see how they go about structuring the deal. But Russ Ball has been doing this for a long time. He is very good at what he does. And I don't think there's any way that they structure it in a way that makes it harder for them in free agency and to sign their draft picks. I like this. Moises Gonzalez, what's up, man? Hey, love the channel. New subscriber here. It's my birthday. Can I get a shout out? Hopefully next year I can celebrate my birthday with a Packers Super Bowl victory. Well, first of all, happy birthday. Thank you for spending it with Cheesehead TV. That's really nice of you. And thanks for subscribing to the channel. And hey, if you guys haven't yet, jump on board, man. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. This is what we do. We hang out on Friday afternoons and we chat Packers, football, life, whatnot. Has Donald Driver shown any interest into getting into coaching? Not that I've heard, but that doesn't mean he hasn't talked about it. I mean, I don't really keep up too much with what Donald's doing these days. Although I did see he's interested in maybe perhaps starting a podcast, which I think would be interesting. Not that I have seen or heard. But it's something maybe we ask him. We could go on his podcast. Take a listen. I know you've mentioned before, but top football books, looking for off-season reading. Oh, David, good question. If you're talking strictly X's and O's stuff, you know, not narratively driven, I really love all of there's both Chris Brown's books, Smart Football. Both of his books are really good. I'm trying to think which other ones I've read a lot of. Blood, Sweat, and Chalk, Tim Layden's. He's a writer for Sports Illustrated. He did a great book about all sorts of different aspects of the game and their development and their kind of what's the word I'm looking for? I know, how they've morphed over the years. That's a really good one. Check out Doug Farrar's new book. It came out last year, but that's really good. It's a real great look throughout the years of different schemes and how they've gone about putting those together. And I think there's another one. Oh, what's the other football book I used to just devour? Be sure you read Brian Billick's book. Brian Billick wrote a book about offensive game planning, which is really good. It's short, but really informative. And it really gets inside like why the scripting of plays and the thought process behind it. It's a bit dated in the sense that, you know, obviously he coached quite a while ago now, but it's still really, really informative as far as what it means. Oh, you know what? I've got my computer right in front of me, Aaron. Duh. Let me, because there's one other book that I used to just read like cover to cover pretty much every offseason. What's his name? He was in personnel, he's on TV. Kerwan, yeah, Kerwan's book. Pat Kerwin's book. What is that? Sorry, guys, this is some compelling content, but you know what? It's Friday in the offseason. Book. It's called Take Your Eye Off the Ball. And there's a new version I knew that came out that has a supplemental DVD that, you know, no one uses DVDs anymore. But Take Your Eye Off the Ball is phenomenal. It is now, at this point, a bit dated in the sense that Pat talks a lot about operational stuff. That was some of the most fascinating stuff to me. Like, you know, basically what an in-season week looks like inside an NFL building, or what the different months look like in the off-season, and just, you know, nuts and bolts, how teams are run and, you know, meetings and how they happen and why, you know, where they happen and who's involved and blah, blah, blah. It's really informative and a great look behind the scenes just of NFL football in general. And there's a ton more. I'm sure people will put some in the comments here. I'll try and think of, if I think of any others, I'll tweet them out. Do you live in New York or New Jersey? I live in Astoria, which is in Queens. So opposite river from New Jersey. Einhorn is a man. Great, great handle. Nags, what's up? Not much, man. Just talking Packers. What coaching positions are still open? Just wide receivers coach? No, that was filled. That's Jerry Gray. Oh, no, Jerry Gray is the defensive backs coach. Sorry. Wide receivers coach was filled, though, I think. Wasn't it? God, I'm just losing my mind here. Wait, no, that he's gone. I thought, didn't they hire somebody? He said, no, yeah, that's the only one that's open. They hired Gray to do the defensive backs. But I don't think there has been a hire. Sorry, guys. I'm all over the map today, and Corey's pinging me. It's been a long week at LiveX. You guys noticed I didn't do a chat yesterday. It's been crazy. We launched a new show, and been a lot of clients in and out. Studio has been totally booked. Corey's office has been booked. So it's been a little crazy. It's okay, Nags. We're all in off-season mode. No doubt about it. OBJ likes Sheboygan. Yeah, that was a hilarious video. If you haven't seen, the Cheesehead TV Twitter has a video up from the Browns of OBJ talking about, you know, he can be anywhere. He doesn't need to be in New York. He doesn't need to be somewhere else. He doesn't need to be in a big city. And then he literally says, I can be in Sheboygan, Wisconsin. So you're saying what, Raji for wide receiver coach could still happen? It could still happen. Who is a better route runner, Keenan Allen or Davante Adams? Man, I'm always going to say Davante Adams, but, you know, they're both phenomenal. I pick one. I truly don't care. They're both phenomenal, but Devontae is my guy. Oh, Aaron White, what's up, buddy? Just got to the hospital, getting ready to have our third Cheesehead. Wish us good luck. Good luck, Aaron. Aaron and I played Madden on Tuesday night, and he is legit, dude. This guy can play. because Aaron is a supporter of Cheesehead TV on Patreon. I'm playing a patron once a week all off season long, and that was a great way to kick it off. It was an exciting battle and back and forth. He had me, man. He was up by, I think, 10 with about 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Sound familiar? It was very Super Bowl-esque, but I won it on a last-second Mason Crosby 48-yard field goal. With no timeouts left, I had to rush the special team squad out there. But Aaron carries the G, and he's about to have his third kid. Man, congratulations. Good luck. Oh, nice. Off-season. Better Shoeless Joe, John Cusack, or D.B. Sweeney? Oh, John Cusack, definitely. I saw Packers social media person is leaving. Yes, she is. It was so great this year. Hopefully there is a good replacement. There's a number of people that work on social, but she, Allie, does a great job with a lot of the design stuff and just Twitter in general. I remember I introduced myself to her on the sideline during camp because, as you say, it was so noticeable, kind of the uptick, how much better social had gotten, especially on Twitter. And I said, because I saw her working on the phone, and I said, are you the new, are you in social with the team? And she said, yeah, I just got here, blah, blah, blah. And I said, man, you are killing it. And she went on to kill it all year long. And one and done, I guess, in Green Bay. I haven't seen yet. I don't think she's announced where she's going. But, yeah, wish her the best and wish she was still in Green Bay. Austin, thanks for the super chat. Jordy Nelson or Donald Driver for wide receivers coach? Yeah, maybe Jordy. And then if someone gets hurt, you know, he signs a one-week deal and gets out there and Rodgers is happy. Make it so. Do you know if there's live video coverage for the Donald Driver versus Jordy softball game? Nathan, there hasn't been in the past. I actually pitched that to somebody. Maybe it was Jordy. Or maybe, no, Devontae. The Devontae one, I pitched a live stream of it, but they weren't interested. But, you know, tell them LiveX can do it for a small fee. Do you know how acquiring OBJ would affect our cap? It would be cumbersome. That's about all I got. Is the Hall of Fame becoming the Hall of Names? Oh, it's been that way for a while, right? You know, I've talked at length about the Atwater over Butler thing, and I don't want to get all upset here on a Friday afternoon, but here's my issue with the Hall of Fame. And long-term viewers, you guys know where I'm about to go with this. All my life, I talk about watching football players and watching them on the field and watching them play the game. And, you know, you have a feeling for how good guys are over the years and how they compare to their peers in that, you know, their era. And when I watched Leroy Butler, I saw one of the best I've ever seen at the position. And he was game-changing, absolutely changed the position itself. And every time it would be brought up over the years, why is Leroy Butler not, you know, even in the conversation for the Hall of Fame? Because it used to be like no one even talked about him. You know, I always say, oh, he's one of the best I've ever seen. He's incredible, blah, blah, blah. And then all the pushback I get from the Hall of Fame nerds is, well, you know, what are his stats? What are his stats? All that matters in these conversations and arguments and everything, blah, blah, blah. You got to have the stats. You got to have the numbers. It's about the numbers. Okay. So let's turn that around and apply it to Atwater versus Butler, where literally the only place Atwater beats Leroy Butler when it comes to the numbers is a number of Pro Bowls. But other than that, every meaningful metric is in favor of Leroy Butler. So now not only do we have the argument, oh, yep, on tape, in the moment, watching it live, watching the actual game of football, better player. Well, it's not good enough for you? Well, let's look at the stats. Let's look at the numbers. Butler, the better numbers. Better player, better numbers. The other guys in the Hall of Fame? It's ridiculous. The Hall of Fame is ridiculous for that very reason. Are you and Corey getting in on the PFF 2-on-2 basketball tournament for football podcasters? Oh, man. First, I've heard of it, but I'm ready, baby. If called upon, I will serve. Hey, that, something I just saw reminded me. Make sure you're checking out our new podcast at Cheesehead TV. It's dropping tomorrow. Packs What She Said. Maggie and Perry, two diehard Packers fans, are going to be producing a podcast every week. I heard the first episode this afternoon. It's phenomenal. It'll be up on the site overnight. And I'm really anxious and really excited for you guys to take a listen. Hope you'll support it. Hope you'll tweet about it. Tweet them nice things. Yeah, that's the latest piece of content coming at you from Cheesehead TV. And if you want to support things like new podcasts and video chats and fun stuff on social, etc., please consider helping out on Patreon, patreon.com/CheeseheadTV. All we ask is $5 a month. You support all of our content. You get exclusive access to my podcast. And you can play me in Madden. Like I said, one patron every week, all off season long. I got Alex Talish on Tuesday night. Excited for that one. He's been talking a lot of junk for years about kicking my ass in Madden. So it's going to be fun to watch that go down. All right. I'm going to have to leave. Not saying jump anymore, since our social guy had to make fun of me for that. But I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out here Friday afternoon. 135 of you just chilling. And holy cow, Javier. That is a super, super chat. Hey, Nags, I was watching Extra Cheese. Just wanted to say Ahsoka appeared in Rebels, which is canon, so she won't die in Clone Wars Season 7. Anyway, that's the great content. Thanks for the great content. Thank you. That's an incredible gesture. Yes, I realized that after I stopped chatting and I was going about my life, I went, oh, wait a second. Of course she's in Rebels, so of course she's not going to die in Season 7. But I still get the sense something's going to happen. I have a bad feeling about this. But thank you so much for the super chat. And thank you, everyone, for stopping by and participating, supporting everything Cheesehead TV does. Joel, thank you. That's very lovely of you. Give us higher Patreon levels. I haven't seen you participate in the $500 level yet, Joel. But no, you're right. We will be augmenting a lot of the stuff on Patreon once we get closer to the draft. We'll have lots of opportunities to help support the site and the brand. Can't thank you guys enough. Have a great weekend. Carry the G. Don't do anything stupid, or don't get caught doing anything stupid. Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend. Talk to you guys on Monday.